fighting, hatred, fear. Had enough of the noise?
Existence that we all get every day. You get to wake up is a good day. Definitely something to be grateful for. Aloha and welcome, healers, to Energetic Health Radio. And you know by now, I'm your host, Dr. H. So good to be here with you today. Feels like we are having some breakthroughs going on. And I want to really tout the sleep system, the grounding sleep system that we have put out there. Before we get into anything, I want you to make sure you go to energetichealthinstitute.org. I want you to make sure you get the free EMF guide that we published with in concert and collaboration with Healing for the Ages. I want you to make sure you are on the call with us on Wednesday, April 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific at healingfortheages.com. And these are very important conversations we're having about the breakthroughs that we are seeing going on with people. These aren't just chance occurrences, folks. We have cracked a major part of the code, and it's time for us to get on that megaphone, get on the bullhorn, make sure that everybody you know is aware of what we got going on right now, because it is literally going to help save your life and the life of everyone that you love. Today's show, we're going to be talking about EMFs and unconscious adrenal fatigue, and I'm going to be reading you some excerpts out of Dr. Robert Becker's books, The Body Electric and Cross Currents, as we get into the second and the third segment. But I wanted to start with reading a few testimonials that have begun coming in for people who are on the grounding sleep systems and what their experience has been. We are getting great feedback every single day. And the entire theory of the grounding sleep system was that we are immersed, we're swimming in a field of EMFs, EMFs that we don't know what they do to us at a cellular level. We don't know what they do to us at an emotional level. We're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. But we do know what they are doing is not good for us. It's not supporting our health. And so the thrust of everything that I do has been with this new variable that arose in 2020, the unveiling and construction of 5G towers all over the world. This is the new variable that I couldn't continue to ignore. When we got started working with people, attempting to help them heal from injuries to the dam shots, long COVID, what have you, it wasn't lost on me that the areas where the highest rates of COVID were supposedly found were in New York and in Seattle in the United States. And those were the two areas where the 5G towers were turned on first. It wasn't lost on me that we didn't see this phenomenon going on in other places. And it also wasn't lost on me that we had unearthed and found just ridiculous amounts of fraud in terms of the data, how many people were testing positive, and the ridiculous PCR test that was just cycled way too high so that everything was going to test positive and all that stuff. You know, there was a lot of variability. So you start sorting through all of it. When in 2020, the sorting through all of it started out with the fraud, you know, because that was the easiest thing for us to prove. But there was always this thing in the back of my mind going on about these damn towers. This feels like a major military chess move to me. And it feels like Why aren't they coming down on those of us speaking out harder? Why aren't, I mean, our lives have been threatened and we've been poisoned and all kinds of stuff. Don't get it twisted. But why haven't they taken some of us out? Why have they just been trying to focus on getting us discredited and, another conspiracy theorist and all that other nonsense? Why are they taking that approach and not coming down on us harder? And over the last couple of years, what I started getting a feeling for, and I talked with Dr. Artis and Dr. Group and Dr. Schmidt about this, as well as our other close circle of colleagues that we trust very much, Judy Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits, and Dr. Young, people who've already been through being mercilessly attacked throughout their professional careers for simply being on the side of humanity and telling the truth, and what started to come out was, I was like, if I'm looking at this through my enemy's eyes, which is many of that's how I get down. I have to know my enemy. I can't have any hope of defeating an enemy that I don't know. So I have to be able to think like my enemy thinks, and it's exhausting and it's ugly and it's dark and I can't stand doing it, quite frankly. But it's an important part of the learning process. How am I ever going to be able to deconstruct what they've established? How am I going to be able to understand what we need to do and what's in our God-given medicinal toolkit if I don't understand what they're doing? Right. So we go into very dark places, and I've seen things that I wish I could unsee, and I've heard and watched things that I wish I could unhear and watch, but that's just not how it goes down. It's all part of the learning process. And the thing I've been really adamant about with all of you, and sometimes as a reminder myself, is the great necessity is to make sure that when you see this ugliness, that you don't allow it to make you somebody who hates. That because as soon as you start hating your enemy, they've won. This enemy, at least, has won. That's what they want. They want us to hate them. They want us to hate each other. It's like the Emperor in Star Wars trying to convince Luke to let the hate flow, through you, all that kind of crazy stuff, because they know that as soon as that's happened, you walk down a path that it's almost impossible to come back from. We have to allow love, light, logic, and a fourth element, laughter, to remain our guides throughout this ugly process that we are walking through. We have to learn the lessons of how it even came to be so that we can make sure that it's not repeated again. And along this journey, I started feeling in 2021, and as I'm talking more with Dr. Artis, like, we're missing the boat. It's not just spike glycoprotein. It seems like that's a false flag to me. And I know the work of Dr. Burkhardt before he passed away, and several others showing that the spike glycoprotein is very real. It's like, no, I'm totally down with you. I'm not saying it doesn't exist or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, they didn't come down on us hard for going after that aspect. And if I understand how a military mind works, that is a very deep concern for me. That means they are letting us talk about something that's unimportant, because what really we need to be concerned about, we aren't spending any time on. And that 5G tower stayed at the forefront of my, I should say, in the background of my thoughts. Couldn't get it out of my head. What is coming off of those damn towers? I look for very simple things. Birds will put their bodies and poop wherever they feel they want to. They're worse than cats, in terms of their lack of concern for our convenience, right? Why, when I would go around a 5G tower, I can't find any bird poop anywhere around it? Why do you never see a bird resting on a 5G tower? You never see this. I've been watching for this for years, folks. That's a huge red flag. So I have in my head that we're probably missing the mark. Dr. Artis feels the same way. We have these conversations in 2021, late 2021, all the time, you know, about this, you know, and it was just like all these people keep talking about spike lipoprotein, spike lipoprotein, spike lipoprotein. And we're acting like these damn towers in our neighborhoods, directed energy weapons pointing at our homes are just okay, no big deal. Well, that would explain why they're not worried about us. They're not worried about us because we're targeting the wrong thing. The real target are the 5G towers. One of the phenomena that I had never seen before in my career, and I'm not new at this healer, so I've been at this 25 years. And if you know the way I attack things, you know I've been at it intensely for 25 years. When people prior to 2020 started getting better, they just got better. It was done. There really wasn't much work on my part. I had never seen, outside of maybe one or two cases that were parasitic in nature, I had never seen regression. It just didn't happen. Somebody didn't start getting better and then fall off a cliff. But that's what was happening with every single person I was working with and have been working with in terms of recovery from these damn shots and long COVID. What is going on? So we went through the necessity of, you know, trimethylglycine and dimethylglycine and, you know, 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, you know, for donating methyl groups to protect our DNA. That we were the first folks to come out with the connection between people who have an MTHFR disorder and their susceptibility to being genetically modified. That was our team that came out with that. We're the first team to come out with pseudouridine and explaining the difference between the adenoviral vector platform and the mRNA platform, and why pseudouridine is such an important biomarker for cancer, and the role that the shots play in disrupting protein synthesis. We're the first team to come out, thanks to some great work by our research team. Minnick did just a beautiful job with this on plasmid curing compounds. We're the first team to come out with nicotine and the importance of neutralizing the spike glycoprotein using things like macuna purines and licorice root and ashwagandha. We're the first teams to come out with that. We're the first team to do that. Why? Because we were understand there was some, but still there was a regression phenomenon. What was going on? Why aren't these people getting better? They're showing signs of improvement, but then they regress. What is going on? What is this oscillation, this get better, get worse, get better, get worse, get better, get worse? Why is that happening? In the back of my mind, 5G towers, something's not right. Something's not right. So we get people asking us, panicked at Healing for the Ages and all throughout the year, what can we do to shield ourselves from these EMFs? And I think, I don't know, but let's go test some stuff and see what we can find. And it was so disturbing, healers, when I tested shielding product after shielding product after shielding product. We've spent over $20,000 on products testing, and none of them stopped squat. Not a magnetic field, not a electric field, not a radio frequency field, an RF field. None of these EMFs are getting stopped. The only thing that was showing any kind of efficacy on electric fields was shungite. Oh my God. This is terrible. What a nightmare situation we're in. What if these EMFs are a major part of this puzzle, a major part of this problem? And what they've really figured out is how to integrate multiple delivery systems and bioweapons to be able to work with each other. We start studying quantum dots and boom, that's exactly what's going on. We're looking at plasmids. Boom, that's exactly what's going on. Here, I thought last year, the EMFs that were being exposed to at the 5G towers were simply to punch little holes in the cells and create what's called nanoparesians in the soul, in the cell structure, to make it more viable for a plasmid to supercoil itself and get in to the cell to start genetically modifying the cell, especially in the case where a person is susceptible to such a modification because they don't methylate well. Here, this is what I thought. And that is still true. But I thought that's the only reason they're using these 5G towers. That's what they're doing. No, that's not the only way that a 5G tower can be a bioweapon. And it's insidious. The effects of a 5G tower, these EMF fields we're in, and the alternating current that travels either with them or as a result of them, I don't know, and I don't know that it really matters because alternating current is man-made, creates a situation where our bodies are constantly under a threat. And that's what we're going to talk about today, this constant, constant, constant threat. But there's an exit door. And that exit door is re-establishing your connection with Mother Earth, earthing and getting that sunlight into your body. We are beings of light. How can we heal without light? Nothing on this earth living exists without light. That we can develop a grounding sleep system. And the grounding sleep system will create a shield, if you want to use that word. It's a terrible description for it. A cocoon maybe is a better description for it. But regardless, create an experience for your body where it is free from the damage of the EMFs. That we can ground our computers when we're touching them, our phones when we're touching them. We can actually use this technology, benefit from it without it harming us when we know how to work with the technology to keep these technologies off our body, like your phone, to turn them off if they have to be on your body, to control your antennas, all the stuff we're showing you to do to reduce your exposure to toxic EMFs. And that when you are using these technologies, you can use them safely and actually maybe even healthy, that they actually can maybe become a part of your healing process instead of something that creates this regression effect. And what came up for us was this idea. I was like, we're missing an opportunity. The one thing I keep hearing in people over and over again is they wake up groggy. They are having terrible sleep. Most of people aren't dreaming, which is a huge red flag for me as a healer. We need to create a sacred environment around where people sleep so their bodies can finally restore themselves. How do we do that? First exploration, and something that's still on the menu, was the use of frequency. Can we create a frequency around the bed that is going to protect the person from the EMFs? Yes, we can. We'll talk about that a little bit today. And I'll bring Matthew Reif on as an interview later to talk a lot more about it because we have something special there. But the most important thing that we didn't know late last year that we know now is in that free EMF guide that you can go to the energetichealthinstitute.org to get and watch the two videos that accompany it. And that's the grounding sleep system. That at night, you can be completely grounded, completely free from the damage induced by these EMF fields. You can feel what it was like to sleep prior to alternating current becoming the current of choice in the world in 1835 and certainly by 1894. That you give your body a break from the constant stress the EMFs evoke upon you. The unconscious, invisible stress they invoke upon you, that you can give yourself a respite every single night and all throughout your day while you're working on your computers. That you can find the exit door to the evil of this technology, the incredible damage of this technology, and still benefit from the technology. You see, they have other things in store for us that are worse, and they're coming down the pipe. Artificial intelligence being the one that keeps me up now at night, because I have to move on and think and study like my enemy thinks and studies and see what they're actually doing. And it is dark and it is devastating. But that's a conversation for another show and another day. Let's do what we can. Let's do today's work, something you've heard me say before. Just do today's work. Today's work is making sure that you are connected to your mother for as long as you can every single day. And today's work is going to make you feel really good. Let me read you one of the testimonials that came in. The grounding system alone has transformed my sleep quality, powerful dreams, and the ability to get to sleep quickly and wake up refreshed much earlier than usual. My body enjoys how it feels so much that I actually look forward to bedtime. Sleep is no longer a struggle for me. This is the way, folks. We've figured some things out. This is the way. You owe it to yourself to go and get that free EMF guide. Get yourself a grounding sleep system. Don't spend another penny on a supplement until you get yourself set up to sleep all night long, free from these EMFs, in the state that your body prefers, DC, direct current, so that you can experience the true healing power of your body, the true restorative and regenerative power of your body. And then once you have started that journey into your grounding sleep system, now you get to feel something special. What life is like, and what those supplements and herbs, the herbs and supplements you'll get from like Global Healing or Artist Labs or Dr. Janice Schmitz, Janice All Natural, what those actually do for your body. We'll be right back with more Energetic Health Radio. I'm going to explain this topic some more. I'm going to keep banging this drum because I need you to feel confident and get it, that this is the way forward, the way we've been searching for the last 4 years. We'll be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX. Because it works.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
All right, healers, welcome back. We have some more testimonies. I got to give you one more. I mean, these are coming in to me every day. This is such a pleasure for me, not that it's like, oh, I was right. This ain't an ego trip I'm on. This is just, I'm so happy for people because people have been suffering for a long time and we've been searching for where is the exit door to this nightmare. And this feels like we finally found it, you know, and it's going to make all this, the lifestyle improvements, the supplements, the dietary improvements, it's going to make it all work, you know, and that's what gets so exciting for me, that people are going to start getting their lives back. And one of the expressions of that is going to be happiness, you know, for real. So here's another one that came in. My husband must need lots of restoration because he's still out cold for hours after me. He has a very physical job. He's a painter. His moods have greatly improved and there's a nice sense of peace restored in our relationship. Folks, this is within days of doing the grounding sleep system. So to me, my job is to test things out, make sure things are working, right? And to share with you what I'm finding that works for me. Like, I make the home brewed holy water every day, literally. That's all I drink. That's how anything I cook with, I'm cooking with my home brewed holy water. Sleep system, grounded workstations, you know, turning off the antennas that I don't need on my phone, earthing every morning, getting sunlight hitting my solar plexus every single morning. These are habits that I've brought in. I used to do some of this stuff anyway. It just fell out of convenience, I guess, for me. But what's more inconvenient is being in a state of ill health. So make sure that you get that free EMF guide, watch the videos, read it, spend some time understanding what it's saying. It's going to take you a little bit. There's a lot of information that we have to learn. But what it comes down to is us getting into better relationships with our technology, healthy relationships with our technology. So I want to give a big shout out to Global Healing. Obviously, make sure you go there and check out like their liver cleanse or check out their bioactive copper. That's something I'm taking every day. I'm actually on the second day of a fast right now, and I'm still taking the bioactive copper. It's so good. It really is a game changer, and it works wonderfully with the grounding sleep system. It's something that we are highly recommending people take. You know, if you don't notice any difference with it while you're on the grounding sleep system, then that means probably you have healthy amounts of copper. Mine were super depleted over the last several years, and I suspect many people's copper levels are going to be depleted because people have been taking so much zinc over the last few years. Okay. So just keep that in mind. A little bit of copper is going to go a long way. It's a nice, wonderful, biocompatible semiconductor at the cell level. It's going to help make your body much more receptive to the electrons coming in from the grounding. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So go to globalhealing.com, put in promo code OUTLOUD, get yourself a little extra discount, go try some of that bioactive copper. Also going to invite you all to come to Healing for the Ages, April 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific. We are going to open up our registration for our conference in May, the May conference on May 25th, which is going to be an EMF summit. Everybody else is doing them. Okay, we're going to do ours. Ours are going to be very different, I'm sure, because the EMF summit stuff we've seen so far is people talking about shielding that I've been telling you point blank from our testing doesn't work. But what does? You got it. Stuff we're sharing with you, grounding. So with that being said, I want to read a little bit out of the Body Electric right now. And this is going to be this is a huge credit to Dr. Robert Becker, who has since passed on. He passed on in 2008, but his work lives on. And this is what's so incredible about it. I want to read you some of the things that we've learned and some of the stuff from him that's incredible in here. One of the things that he was talking about, and we talked about this on another show, but I think it's worth us continuing to talk about over and over and over again, is the process called cell dedifferentiation. Now, cell dedifferentiation means that you have a cell that started out as a stem cell, right? And then it differentiated into a specific type of cell, whether that's a immune cell or a myocyte, a muscle cell, or a fibroblast or whatever. It now has a specialized job. And the thought and the teaching that we've all been accustomed to throughout our careers has been, once a cell differentiates into a specialized form, it can't go backwards. It's a one-way street. Well, what Dr. Becker was showing in his work is that, at least with respect to fibroblasts, fibroblasts are going to be essential for manufacturing collagen and scar tissue and building like a matrix for bone to come into and everything like that. At least fibroblasts have the potential to de-differentiate and become stem cells again, which if that doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what will. Because that to me was like jaw dropping. Like, what are we talking about here? A cell that has been specialized to become something can actually revert back to a stem cell and then decide it wants to be something else. This is mind blowing. Okay. So it comes up, what are the circumstances in which that is going to happen? Well, the circumstances that Dr. Becker showed was the absence of alternating current, the presence of direct current, and the presence of a semiconductor, in this case, colloidal silver. So we have looked at colloidal silver for years, right, healers, as this wonderful thing to help, you know, prevent infections and help kill infections, right? That's why we take colloidal silver. It's time tested. It is proven itself. But what if it does something even more than that? What if it actually can help a cell de-differentiate so that as the body needs a different cell type to complete a healing process, it can create that? I mean, it's mind-blowing what your body is capable of, and we don't even realize it because we've been lied to so much that we limit our expectations of our body and of ourselves. It's actually ridiculous when you think about it. It's impossible is a made up word. It's a made up word by people who don't have any capacity to dream. But what are we seeing in the physical world today? How many people are having trouble dreaming? See what I mean? Get on that grounding sleep system, y'all. I'm telling you. So what he said here, and he has a quote, this is on page 177 of the Bioelectric, at least the version I have of it. Conversely, I believe low current silver electrodes stimulate bone formation directly by de-differentiating the marrow cells and perhaps also by stimulating the periosteum, the cells within the periosteum. But what he's showing here is that we need to have the correct current, and that correct current is God-made. DC, direct current. It is not alternating current associated with all of our technology and responsible for so many of our EMFs. So what that came for us was an understanding of, hey, let's start looking at some colloidal silver. All right, let's start looking at colloidal silver, and let's start looking at copper as biocompatible semiconductors that are going to work beautifully in harmony with a person who is grounding. I want to always give people a caveat when we're talking about natural medicine and the healing sciences. We never think more is better. There's a tendency for us as Americans who want to go, well, if a little bit of colloidal silver is going to be good, then a whole lot more of it is going to be great. Uh-uh. That is the wrong thought. Okay. While it doesn't appear that you can get too much Mother Earth, and too much earthing or grounding, it doesn't appear that that's possible. It is possible to get too much colloidal silver. It is possible to get too much of the bioactive copper. These things are possible. So you take them as needed, and you take them in very small amounts. So if there is any bioaccumulation in your body that becomes hazardous, you can have what are called washout days, days where you don't take anything. So like me, I'm going to be starting an experiment pretty soon with a little bit of colloidal silver, right? I've been doing the copper for a few months. I'm going to start using a little bit of colloidal silver and see what happens with it. I'm going to take colloidal silver for maybe 3-4 days a week. That's it. I'm going to have 3-4 days where I don't take it, so that if I overshoot the mark and I didn't realize it, my body can rebalance itself and reestablish homeostasis. All right. Safety first, always, folks, when you're playing around and exploring the wonders of the medicine God intended for us all. Now, Dr. Becker finds some other things that are very interesting when we're talking about healing. And his work predominantly comes because he's studying regeneration, especially in salamanders and frogs and everything. He's like, well, how can they regrow a limb? And why can't humans, right? It's a basic, simple, cool question, right? So he wants to really understand, well, what is going into restoration of their bodies? Well, what's going into it? What's going into it is the correct current, direct current. And what's going into it? Correct cellular environments, in this case, having some colloidal silver as semiconductors. But there's more to it. He talks here about the importance of prolactin. Now, prolactin is a hormone that the body is going to secrete. Moms secrete a whole bunch of it, you know, expecting moms and moms who are nursing secrete a whole bunch of it, but men do too. It's a hormone that's secreted from the sixth chakra, from the pituitary gland. And what it does essentially is, or I should say, it's stimulated by touch. Well, what has gone on in the last 4 years? People have become more disconnected, more isolated, less touch. Well, if you're not getting touched, if you're not getting kissed, if you aren't being intimate, then your levels of prolactin are going to go down. So let's see what Dr. Becker found about this wonderful hormone, prolactin. The pituitary hormone prolactin, the same substance that stimulates milk flow in nursing mothers, seems to sensitize cells to electric current. What? You mean the more you get touched, the more sensitive you become to what's going on around you? Maybe this is why empaths like me are drawn to massage and body work and things like that. Then the signal causes nearby cells to de-differentiate and form a blastema, apparently by changing the way the cell membranes pass calcium ions. So what do we know? If we're going to get into de-differentiation, it's not just about current. It's not just about colloidal silver. You have to be getting touched. You have to be getting prolactin stimulated as well. Now, working together, two authors by the name of Smith and Pila next used a PEMF device, a waveform device, now in clinical use to nearly double the rate of the regeneration in salamander limbs while completely preventing it with a different pulse pattern. Well, what does that tell us? That tells us we can't just play around with frequencies in EMFs, because you might play around with a frequency that actually is harmful to the healing process and harmful to the human body. You better know what you're doing. Just so turns out that we do know, at least tentatively, what the range of frequencies we don't want to be playing around with are. And those frequencies, so if you are playing around with something or you have a device and you want to find out if it emits these frequencies, those frequencies are 30 to 100 hertz. We don't want to be using those frequencies, as they can have very destructive effects upon the regeneration capabilities of the cell. But what has very positive effects? You got it. The correct current, DC. How do we obtain that? Oh, very simple. Grounding and earthing. The presence of biocompatible semiconductors. Oh, what is that? That's copper. That's nano copper, nano gold, nano silver. And the production of very important, very synergistic hormones like prolactin. Prolactin is going to assist with the conduction of that DC current to support de-differentiation in the human body, if it's possible and where it is necessary, because your body has an incredible ability to know what it needs to do when we allow it to do those things. So I'm going to close out this segment with this quote from Dr. Becker. Since currents and electromagnetic fields affect the cell membrane's choice of what ions to absorb, reject, or expel, this system in concert with the chemical code by which neighboring cells recognize each other could precisely regulate the activities of every cell. And so what is he talking about there? He's talking about homeostasis and how we get into homeostasis. And he's also alluding to something even larger, the great possibility and likelihood that electromagnetic fields are disrupting the harmony of all of that wonderful life going on within us as we speak. Yet another reason for us to be grounding as much as we can. And that means all day long when we understand the EMF effect upon us. I'll be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
All right, healers, welcome back. Last segment. Let's jump right into unconscious adrenal fatigue. Let's set the groundwork here. So when your body is under stress, when you're under stress, it doesn't matter whether it's physical stress, you got injured. It doesn't matter whether it's emotional stress, bills to pay, relationships. It doesn't matter. Your body doesn't care what the source of the stress is. It sees all stresses the same way. It goes into an activation of the sympathetic fight or flight nervous system. And this is designed to protect you. All right. That's why we have it there. It's part of the survival mechanism. Prior to 2020 and the 5G towers, this system was pretty much always activated consciously. Get into a fight with your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, right? Kid not acting right, you know, causing you all kind of consternation. Maybe it's a fuzzy baby that just keeps pooping in the same spot every morning, right? Bills to pay, you know, work to get accomplished, you know, family issues. You know what I'm talking about. The regular stuff, the stuff we all think of as stressful, the emotional experiences. Well, those are all very real to your body. Your body will engage the sympathetic fight or flight nervous system. And what that'll do is stimulate your adrenal glands, which make up your second chakra, part of your second chakra, to start producing a specific hormone known as cortisol. Now, it also produces other hormones, adrenaline, noradrenaline, things like that. But the main one we want to focus on is cortisol, because cortisol is something your adrenal glands are supposed to produce a little bit of in the morning, maybe another little shot in the afternoon. And then as you get closer to sleep, it's always producing a little bit, but it's really a negligible amount. It's enough to keep your cells and your body functioning, but not enough to keep you awake. Okay, so let's go over cortisol for a second for you all. Cortisol is a stress response hormone, but it's not only used for stress response. It's used for normal function. Cortisol is going to be one of the drivers for energy production at the cell level, very much like thyroid hormone is. Thyroid hormone and cortisol are the two hormones that drive energy production in the cell, provided that the building blocks for energy production are there. So carbohydrate, fats, proteins, plus all the accompanying vitamins and minerals essential for the cells to biotransform those substances into ATP, into chi, into prana, into energy. Cortisol is viewed in Eastern medicine as basically our life force, our essence. Chinese will refer to it as our jing essence. As that runs out, physical life as we know it stops. So if you were to have someone remove the adrenal glands out of your body, you would last maybe about 90 minutes without some exogenous source of cortisol. Then your body just couldn't do it. Okay. So when you start talking about the adrenals, it's very important that you understand their daily cycle. Their cycle is supposed to be you wake up, you're getting a nice surge of cortisol. That's what gets you up, feeling like you got full of pep. Then in the afternoon, you get a little bit of surge again. Maybe you get a few surges throughout the day, but not anything as much as you got when you first woke up. And it tapers off all the way, especially as the sun sets. It tapers off to where there's really just enough to keep your cells functioning. And that's when you start getting tired and you want to go to sleep. You want to go to sleep because when you're sleeping, that's when your cells are predominantly replicating. That's when your immune system is going to be the most active in the absence of the cortisol. That's when your adrenal glands are going to be healing themselves so you can do the whole thing all over again, right? It's pretty cool. It's a pretty nice system. So that makes sleep very, very important and a very, very important indicator of stress. People who are having trouble getting to sleep, especially if it takes longer than 15 minutes to fall asleep, that is a sign that a person may be in a what's called a flipped cortisol pattern, where they are producing a lot of cortisol at night when they really shouldn't be producing it. That's a sign of stress, okay? People who wake up at night and can't get back to sleep, that's another problem. That's a sign. That's because cortisol, when it's really expressed at a higher level, keeps us really alert and active, all right? So that's what's kind of going on there. But one of the big markers are dreams. People who are stressed out typically do not dream. Typically don't remember their dreams. One of the things that was very, very heartwarming for me, because of course I got my son a sleep system as well, right? Is that he's finally dreaming for the first time in his life. He's 18. He grew up with technology all over. I didn't understand the horrors of it, or I would have raised him with better habits around technology. He's learning those habits right now. But one of the things that he came out of nowhere, and he's like, you know what, Dad, what's so cool about the sleep system is I actually dream every night now, and I can remember my dreams. Well, in my practice, 25 years of using God's medicine, that's one of the key parameters. I check how many times a day are you pooping? What's your energy level like? What are your attitudes like? You know, stuff like that. But one of the things I always check in with is how long does it take you to get to sleep? Are you able to sleep all the way through the night? Do you wake feeling refreshed? And are you dreaming? Can you remember your dreams? So him telling me, Dad, I'm dreaming now and I can remember my dreams. I'm like, great. First time in your life. He's 18. First time in his life, he's now dreaming. And now what happens when you start dreaming? Start getting a lot of information. See, this is what they want to disconnect us from. Is this wonderful celestial divine information that comes in when we're dreaming. Now, some dreams are just dreams. Some of them are fun, but you do get information when you are connected, when you are in a good place in your life. You will get visions. You will get information. You will get guidance. And now he's connected to be able to receive that information. So what do I know about what's going on with his body as that's occurring? It's healing. And if he's healing, that means his adrenals are restoring themselves every night when he sleeps on the sleep system. This is great because he hasn't had that experience for most of his life, and certainly not consistently. And this is what we're hearing from other people around as well. Husbands who had no idea that their wives had put sleep systems on bed are having good experiences. This isn't some placebo effect we're talking about. Placebo effect is a ridiculous notion to begin with. This is about the body actually getting its electron reserves restored. This is what's happening when you're on that grounding sleep system. Not only are you completely free from the EMFs and their damage they're causing, but you are literally recharging your body. You are literally recharging yourself as the living battery that your physical body is. That's what gets so exciting about. So when we're talking about unconscious adrenal stress, one of the things that Dr. Becker shows, when we cite someone else's research, I'm going to switch over to his next book, Cross Currents, where he's talking about how they came up with what was deemed safe exposure in EMF fields. Did you know that safe exposure in EMF fields, like how did they set some of these limits? Did you know that the limits were set based upon what would it take to raise a person's body temperature? There was no consideration, or if it was, it was ignored, to the effects of minimal exposure, of low exposure. What could it do to a cell? I mean, you're talking about the same people who are studying how to create a EMF flamethrower, all right? And this is no joke. In the 50s, they did experiments. The Army did experiments on dogs that were shackled and placed in the presence of an EMF field, and they literally cooked the dogs alive. These things happen. These are disgusting experiments, horrible experiments. No need in our human existence for these type of experiments, because they wanted to find out, could they create a flamethrower with just using EMFs? And the answer to that was yes, that it wasn't a flamethrower. It's invisible wavelengths hitting the dog. The dog doesn't know why it's getting cooked. It's just frantically trying to chew its own limb off to get free from that enclosure. I mean, this is the sick stuff that they do. And of course, where did all this come into our country? Operation Paperclip. Nazis. This is all continuation of Nazi lunacy going on. But Dr. Becker says some things in here. So I'm reading, I forget which chapter this is in. This is in Man-Made Electromagnetic Fields, in that chapter, maybe chapter 7 or 8. He says, first, because he's citing a study right now where they tried to disprove that EMFs were a problem, and they only ended up proving that EMFs at low levels were a problem, that it wasn't just about raising body temperature. There were other effects that EMFs have. So he says, first, present evidence shows that at least 20% of human cancers are caused by viral infections, and the percentage is considerably higher among animals. Second, it's well established that the exposure to any abnormal electromagnetic field produces a stress response. Well, he cites a study done on rats whereby they're exposed to a EMF field consistently for a number of months. And it gets very interesting because the group of rats that are exposed to the EMF field for a number of months undergo some changes. They ultimately develop cancers at, this is again, low level EMFs that we are very much in the range that we are constantly exposed to all of ourselves every day. The rats developed cancers of the pituitary, thyroid, and adrenal glands. But before that, this is where it gets interesting. And here's the big warning sign. Plasma cortisol is one of the chemical substances produced by the adrenal glands under conditions of stress. And it was one of the substances measured in this experiment with the lab rats. At the start, the plasma cortisol was equal in both the control and the experimental groups. In the early months of microwave exposure, however, cortisol in the experimental group was elevated above that in the control group, indicating that the experimental animals were reacting to stress. By the latter phases of the experiment, the plasma cortisol of the exposed animals was depressed below the control group, indicating that the stress response system of the experimental animals had become exhausted. This result is exactly as expected for a condition of chronic stress. And what that tells us is that when you are in an EMF field ungrounded, you are in and exposed to currents, electromagnetic pollution, that places your body in an unconscious state of stress. Now, it gets manifested in moods. It gets manifested in our negative reactions towards each other. It gets manifested in our exhaustion. It gets manifested in our inability to dream at night. It gets manifested in when we wake up groggy, and I gotta now rush to get that coffee to try and get myself stimulated. But it gets manifested, healers, in other ways. So just please don't think that because you can't see this threat, that your body can't see this threat. Your body can see, feel, taste, sense this threat, and it responds accordingly. And after 4 years of this as a stressful threat, plus all of the social media, mainstream media crap we've had to endure, it should be easy to understand that most of us are at our place of unconscious adrenal exhaustion. And how do we rebuild that? How do we turn the tide and start helping our bodies restore themselves? Got it. Grounding. Earthing, getting reconnected to our main source of energy, which is Mother Earth. All right, healers, that's all of the show we got for you today. Hopefully that was interesting and gives you some food for thought. Hopefully you were like, wow, I didn't know that. We've got a little something new. I'm Dr. Henry Healy for the Energetic Health Institute and Energetic Health Radio, wishing you a beautiful day wherever you may be. May God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. May we have the courage to receive such a blessing when it finds us, and may we embrace the four opportunities. Take no offense, speak truth, be selfless, and remain humble in all that we do. Until we meet again, I say to you all, aloha and adios.